Sukkah chapter 3, Mishnah 1, we're now going to be talking about the lulav, the palm branch, which is forms part of the arba minim of the four species. And we're going to be talking about the laws around the lulav. Says the Mishnah, lulav hagazel vahayavesh pasul. If it is a stolen lulav, it is invalid. The stolen lulav can't be used for the four species, the arba minim. Neither can a withered lulav. What's a withered lulav? This is, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it means that it's turned from green to white. According to the Ramah, it's got to be more than that. It's got to actually be dry and brittle to the touch. But if it is a withered lulav, it's invalid. Also, difference of opinion, what part of the lulav have to be withered? So according to some opinions, it is the leaves. According to other opinions, the spine behind where the leaves join. And there are some opinions also that say the very tip, if the tip is dry, then that will be invalid and can't be used for the lulav. Carries on the Mishnah, Shel Asherah v'Sheir HaNidachas. If it is from an Asherah tree, which is a tree that has been idol worshipped, that tree needs to be destroyed according to Torah law and can't be used as a lulav. And if it is from a condemned city, which is a city in which Jews live, but the majority of the Jews that live there are idol worshippers, that city has to be destroyed and can't, if there's a tree in that city, it can't be used as a lulav. Niktam Rosha, if the top is nipped off, is cut off, then the lulav can't be used either. The palm branch can't be used as a lulav. Nifritsu alav, if the leaves have come apart, they've actually broken off the stem and then they've been tied back to it. So that is going to be invalid. Pasul. Nifridu alav, if the leaves are spread apart like a full-grown palm branch, but they're still attached, then kosher, then it is kosher, as long as they haven't become detached. Rabbi Huda Omer Ye'egednu Milamala. If this is the case, they have to be tied together at the top, so that they're like kind of tied back up against the spine. That is Rabbi Huda's view. Carries on the Mishnah, Tzina Harabazel, a certain kind of lulav which comes from thorn palms of the Iron Mountain. So this is a certain kind of lulav. Is Kasheris, says the Mishnah, they are valid, these kind of palm branches. Lulav Shiesh bo Shloisha Tfachim Kedela Nene, but lulav also has to be at least three handbreadths in length in order to be waved, and then it is kosher. If it is less than three handbreadths in length, then it is going to be not kosher to be used as a lulav.